It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe Wants to Know. And this story right here, I feel so bad for this girl. Like, if you think you've had a bad date, like maybe the worst date in Indy, we want to hear from you. But check out what happened to this girl when she went on a date with a guy that she thought he'd be a really cool dude, but things did not go so well for her. Of course, I can't find my story. There it is. A man decided, hey, I'm going to impress this girl. So he took her out for a morning hike, which I know Alex is like, hike? Nope, I'm out. And it was at a place called Glass House Mountains. I don't think this was in America. For a climb, this happened on Friday. The woman slipped and fell off a mountain peak where she badly hurt her hand. Now, she didn't fall to the ground and die, but she like slipped like 15, 20 feet, hurt her hand. Now, what do you think the guy did?
Kept going.
Sort of, yeah. Instead of helping out the girl he took on a date.
No,
I'm serious. Instead of helping her out, the man said he had to leave, otherwise he'd be late for work.
This guy needs to go to jail.
Wow.
So this girl fell down, hurt her hand, and I guess it was Steve. He's like, I'd love to help you, but I got to go to work. I'm going to be late.
That's horrendous.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, thankfully a group of three friends were nearby in the mountain, and they were like kind of climbing and hiking. They saw her fall, and they were able to get her to a hospital.
Jeez.
She's going to be okay.
That poor girl. Yeah, don't call him back.
Doesn't that sound like the worst first date ever?
Yeah.
Yes. I want to see a photo of this dude.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's like beating him up now online. I don't blame him, yo. That's kind of a crappy thing to do. You got to be late to work to help somebody out. 317-239-1009. Okay, that's another part of the country, but what about right here in our own backyard here in Indy? Who has the worst first date? What happened? Let's start out with Veronica on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Veronica, tell us about the bad first date you had.
Okay, so, you know, I went on a date with this guy, and, you know, we go out to dinner first, and as a vegetarian at the time, it was about 4 or 5 years ago, he orders a full rack of ribs. And, you know, I'm like, whatever, you know, I'm not going to say anything. It's not my life. He continues to eat this full rack of ribs. He doesn't talk to me throughout, you know, eating. He's just getting barbecue sauce all over the place. And I actually finished eating before him. So at this point, I'm just kind of staring at him, like, waiting.
He wasn't talking?
No, he wasn't really making any conversation. I don't know if he was just, like, shy or if he was really hungry into these ribs. But he asked me to, you know, get the wet nap for him and kind of wipe off all of the barbecue sauce.
That's no.
Like his... that's romantic.
No.
It wasn't, because we hadn't really made any conversation. So I'm just kind of, you know, staring across the table. But before the date ended, he was actually considering ordering another rack of ribs.
Oh, he's a big boy.
This is the rib lover guy.
I want my baby back.
Yeah, that is awful.
Is he a husky guy?
No, actually, he was, like, probably 130 pounds. Like, he was tiny.
Wow, he was malnourished.
Tall. See, he needs to eat. So was there a second date or no?
There was not a second date, no.
Did he even ask you to go on one?
It was so long ago. I don't think that he did, because he didn't make much conversation. So it was just kind of like, well, thanks for dinner. Goodbye.
Wow, ribs guy.
Wait, did he at least get a kiss? Did you guys make out?
Oh,
ew.
No.
I didn't know if maybe you guys were going to like do some Netflixing and grill or something like that.
Yeah,
all right.
No, not with the rib sauce.
Yeah, disgusting.
See, that would turn me on. If Lindsay had barbecue sauce all over, I'm like, come here, baby.
Your food addiction is for real.
Oh, I know it is. Veronica, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 317-239-1009. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Desiree,
what about you? Did you have the worst first date in Indy?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
Well, first of all, he didn't pick me up at my house. He made me meet him at the movies. And then standing in lines at movie theater, he says, oh, did you expect me to pay for your ticket?
Wow.
Oh, it gets better. So he does pay for my ticket. We get up to the concession stand, and he gets himself a big popcorn, drink, and candy. Doesn't offer to purchase anything for me. We're about halfway through the movie, and he says, oh, did you want something to eat or drink?
Ugh, awful.
And I said, no, I think we're done here.
Yeah.
And I left him there.
Where did you meet him?
mutual friend.
Jeez, well, that mutual friend, don't talk to them anymore. Don't let them set you up with anyone else.
They're terrible.
Yes, very much so.
What was the movie?
You know what? I don't even remember because it was so terrible.
Hey, thank you for calling in. 317-239-1009. Joe wants to know, who had the worst date in Indy? Let's start out this morning with Amanda. Hey, thank you for calling in. What happened?
So I met this guy on Bumble, and I always like to tell people that, you know, I'm 6 feet tall. I'm a taller woman. Not that I really care about height, but some people it matters too. I meet this guy, and he tells me he's 5'11". I'm like, okay, that's cool. I show up to the restaurant. He's maybe 5'6".
Ooh.
Yay.
So he lied about his height, which was kind of weird,
yep.
But I just kind of let that go. And I did question him, like, did you expect me to be this tall? And he just kind of, through the whole dinner, tried to belittle my intelligence.
Ooh.
When I ordered, he was like, you're going to eat all that, and was just so unbelievably mean to me.
He was insecure.
Oh, yeah.
What a douche.
That guy has a short complex for sure.
Yeah, hopefully you got out of there.
Well, actually, now we're married.
What?
No, I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding.
You're funny.
Prankster.
I'm like, dang, oh my gosh. Amanda, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Kelly this morning on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Kelly, tell us about your terrible first date.
Hello. So my terrible first date was I got set up by a mutual friend. So I was meeting this guy downtown, you know, saw pictures of him. He looked real cute. And then so I get out of my car. He's walking up towards me, head to toe in affliction, that type of, I guess, wear from the
yep.
buckle. I cannot stand that.
Girl, me neither. As soon as I see that, I'm out. If I see a guy on Bumble or anything, swipe left. If a guy comes up to me at a bar wearing that, I walk away.
But what if he's a UFC fighter?
I don't care.
Oh,
gross.
Oh, my God, no. So we start walking, and, like, you know, he's cute. He's nice. But I just couldn't get past the affliction stuff. We go to Scotty's. We walk over there, take a seat outside, and we start having some drinks. And conversation starts rolling, and he's like, maybe I shouldn't have any more. You know, I got arrested for a DUI and I'm on probation. And I was like, oh my God, you're on probation? Are you serious? And yeah, I mean, it was just awful. From there on out, it was super awkward because I'm like, okay, why are we drinking if we're on probation for
right.
DUI?
Probably don't lead out on a first date saying
no.
that you've had DUIs and you're on probation. Probably not.
No. And then, so then after that, like, he worked at Lucas Oil, and so he took me on, like, this private tour of Lucas Oil Stadium, which was awesome. But I got a call from my friend that was like, oh, my gosh, my boyfriend just broke up with me. I need you to come over. And I was like, I got to go, man. You know, it was a great out anyway. But
yeah.
So I go, and then the next morning I get a call from him saying, oh, my gosh, if someone calls you, if my probation officer calls you, tell them I did not drink anything.
No way.
What happened? He was like, well, I woke up in the parking garage naked in my car. And
oh,
I was like,
my gosh.
I never call this number again.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was the most awkward thing ever.
It sounds like you missed out on a real winner.
Yeah. Needless to say, I did not talk to that mutual friend anymore.
So you didn't end up marrying him.
Oh, God. No, I'm engaged to the loveliest man ever now. We're getting married in November.
So. Oh, good. He only gets naked in the safety of his own home.
Exactly. Yes, it's perfect.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for calling in. Ross on the Joe and Alex show. Tell us about the worst first date.
This is actually for my sister. She told me all about this. She went on a Tinder date and met him down in Mass Ave. And apparently he lived above the bar that they went to, and he forgot his growler. And she even said, she's like, mistake number one, I went upstairs with him to get his growler.
Yikes.
He goes up there and goes into his apartment. He doesn't have a lick of furniture.
Oh, my gosh. That always creeps me out.
Yes. I was like, run away right then. But she didn't. And he had a pillow and a sheet and then a tub of lotion. And
no. Well, you don't want the man to be moisturized? What's wrong with that?
And he immediately starts trying to make out with her. And she's like, no, I don't want to do this. I just met you.
Yeah, no thanks, Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, and then he's like, well, what am I supposed to do now? And whips it out and starts using that lotion on himself, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my gosh. What a creep.
Wow.
I thought it was just to moisturize.
Gross. He runs away, obviously, and calls me immediately. I was like, oh, my God, you're going to get killed. Like, do not, never go up to the person's apartment the first date. Like, rule number one on online dating. But
yeah, she's lucky she's alive, honestly. Who knows what he could have done to her.
You know, kidding. Hey, thank you for calling in. So do you two feel better? Because I'm sure you've been on some crappy dates where they weren't that bad.
Before I met the Egyptian, yeah, I thought the worst, well, it is. The worst dating I've ever had has been here in Indy. The worst dates.
I mean, my first and like only date has been here in Indy, so.
How's it been?
Good.
Oh, Liv's got something to hide right there. I want to know more. All right, you can let us know if you couldn't get through Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.